Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn a repeatable workflow to carve an optical style subsign in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices and Live's Groove Pool. The goal, a deep, punchy sub that locks to the drums with a harmonic body that reads on club systems, all while keeping the low end clean and phase stable. Start by setting the tempo to a DNB range, 174 to 176 BPM, and load the drum loop or kick you want the sub to lock to. If you want tight microtiming from the kick, use a clip with a strong transient. Step 1. Extract a groove from the drums. Drag the drum or kick clip into the groove pool. Name it clearly. For example, drum groove main. If you want the groove to reflect the kick transients, extract from a transient heavy short clip rather than a long busy loop. Now build the subsign. Create a MIDI track and load operator. This is your sub chain. Oscillator is set to sign. Horse pitch down 2 octaves at minus 24 semitones, or minus 12 for a shallower sub. Ratio at 1.00. Volume between minus 6 and minus 12 dB for headroom. For the amp envelope, set attack to 0.3 milliseconds. Decay around 150-350 ms. Sustain low, around minus 12 to minus 18 dB, and release 4100 ms. Keep modulators off for a pure sign. For consistent transients, set operators phase to reset per note or to zero so each note starts in the same phase. Next, create the harmonic body. Put a second operator in the same instrument rack as a separate chain called body. Choose a sine or triangle an octave above the sub, horse minus 12 semitones, or use a gentle FM by enabling OSC-B as a soft modulator with a ratio of 2.00 to 3.00 and low level. Keep this body chain about minus 6 to minus 10 dB lower than the sub. Add a low pass or auto filter around 400 to 800 HC to prevent mid-range buildup, so the body supports presence without competing with other mids. Now the FX chain. Place equalizer 8 first and high pass or cut below 18 to 22 HC to remove inaudible rumble. Make any narrow cuts around honky frequencies in the 200-400 HC area if needed. Next, add a saturator with gentle drive, enough to add subtle harmonics, but avoid heavy distortion. Use soft clip or analog style settings and keep drive low. Then add glue compressor for the musical duck and glue, with side chaining enabled to the kick or your kick bus. Try attack between 0.1 and 1 ms, release 80 to 150 ms, and a ratio around 2:1 to 4:1. Set threshold so the sub ducks with the kick and adjust release so the sub breathes naturally with the drums. After compression, insert utility and set width to 0% to lock the sub to mono. Finish with spectrum for visual monitoring. Watch energy in the 30 to 90 HC region. Create your MIDI clips. Program a short sub pattern. Long notes on bar 1 and syncopations on the upbeat to taste. With the clip selected, choose the groove you dragged in. Drum groove main. In the groove pool, set timing between 50 and 80 to nudge note timing toward the drum feel. Set velocity influence low but non-zero, between about 3 and 15, so the groove affects amplitude slightly without destabilizing the fundamental. Random can be 0 to 6 for microvariation. Choose a bass resolution that matches your grid. 1/16 is a safe start for DNB. Duplicate the clip to create a variation. In the groove pool, duplicate the groove itself and make contrasting settings. For example, leave your main groove with timing at 70 and velocity at 10, and make a micro-timed variant with timing at 35, velocity at 4, random at 4. Apply the micro variant to the duplicate clip. Launch or place these clips in arrangement to alternate between the two feels. This alternating push and pull is a key part of the optical micro-timing aesthetic. If you want to edit the groove shifted MIDI directly, commit the groove to the clip. Right-click and choose Commit Groove. This bakes timing and velocity into the MIDI, so you can nudge notes manually or bounce to audio. Tune and tweak the interaction between sidechain and envelopes. Make sure the sidechain release isn't so short that it creates clicks, and not so long that the sub sounds squashed. The release should complement the groove timing. Keep the sub-chain strictly mono. If you want stereo movement, duplicate the body chain, detune or pan it slightly, and leave the sub-chain centered. Advanced groove pool techniques. Extract alternative grooves from short slices of your kit. Kick only, kick and snare, hi-hat grooves. Duplicate grooves in the pool and create a palette of timing steps. Label them clearly, for example drum main 70, drum main 55, drum main 35, so you can drag different feels onto clips without re-editing the groove. Use the velocity parameter to create ghost note behavior by applying higher velocity influence to the body chain only, while keeping the subchain's velocity influence minimal. Because Live can't automate groove pool sliders directly, automate feel by creating multiple clips with different grooves and placing or launching those clips where you need feel changes. Phase and mono checks. Always solo the sub and check in mono with utility width at 0% and monitor with spectrum. If you hear dips at the fundamental when sub and body are summed, first reduce the body level. Temporarily invert the body's phase to test for cancellation. If inversion improves things, realign levels and phase rather than relying on inversion as a long-term fix. Avoid detuning the sub sign. If you need perceived width without risking beating, detune the body only by a few cents. Common mistakes to watch for: oversaturating the pure sign, which destroys clarity, making the whole instrument rack stereo instead of keeping the fundamental mono, applying too much groove timing or velocity to the sub chain, which causes slippage, sidechain release that's too short or too long, and forgetting to check mono compatibility. Also, don't rely on a single sign layer. A subtle harmonic body helps presence on club systems. Pro tips: save the entire instrument rack as a preset named optical sub rack with macros mapped for sub level, body level, sidechain amount, and mono toggle. Use spectrum to visualize the fundamental and aim for the fundamental's energy between about 35 and 70 Hz depending on key. When extracting grooves, start with the kick only if the loop is busy. For arrangement dynamics, prepare two or three grooves at step timing values and switch between them by clip launching. Use low saturator drive with dry/wet automation to add harmonic interest on drops only. When transposing, change operator coarse pitch first and use fine detune on the body if needed. A focused practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes. Load a 2-bar drum loop at 174 BPM. Extract its groove to the groove pool. Build a 2-chain operator rack, sub-chain at minus 24 semitones, body chain active up or light FM. Create 2 1-bar MIDI clips with the same notes. Apply that extracted groove to clipper with timing 70 and velocity 10. Duplicate the groove, set timing 35 and velocity 4. Apply that to clip B. Commit both grooves. Arrange clipper for verse and clip B for the drop. Adjust glue compressor side chain so the sub ducks naturally to the kick. Export a 16-bar stereo bounce and test in mono. Make one tweak after listening for phase cancellation or muttonness. Recap: you've built a pure operator subsign and a harmonic body, routed them through EQ8 right arrow saturator right arrow glue compressor with sidechain right arrow utility right arrow spectrum. You extracted drum groove S into the groove pool, used timing and velocity sliders to create 2 microtimed clip variants, and committed or arranged them for a dynamic, locked sub. Save your rock and grooves for reuse. The combination of a clean fundamental and groove-driven microtiming is what gives an optical-style sub its precision and club power. Final notes: treat the sub and the body as 2 separate jobs. The fundamental must be rock-solid, mono and predictable. The body provides presence and movement. Use operator's phase reset on the sub chain for repeatable transients. If you hear strange dips, reduce body level first and test phase inversion to diagnose cancellations. Keep groove variants organized in the groove pool and use duplicated grooves as presets. Always check in mono, and when CPU becomes an issue, commit and bounce your sub to audio after committing grooves. That's it. Build the rack, extract the groove, create your microtimed clips, commit when you need to edit, and save the preset. Keep the sub conservative and let the body and microtiming provide musical life. Good luck, and have fun carving your optical subs.